It was supposed to be a great year for Maine potatoes. Last year's harvest was strong, and this year should have seen about 3,000 new acres brought into production. But the sudden arrival of COVID-19 has changed all of that. Food service, from restaurants to school cafeterias to fairs and events, buy about 60% of Maine's potatoes. But with the economic shutdown and the cancellation of events, millions of pounds of potatoes, 200 million hundredweight, according to the industry, are just sitting in storage across Aroostook County. Here to tell us more is Don Flannery, Executive Director of the Maine Potato Board. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Can you, just to for those of us who maybe can't envision what 200 million hundredweight of potatoes looks like, can you put that into some sort of perspective for us?
It'd be 20 million 10-pound bags of potatoes.
Well, that's still hard to envision, but we'll just consider that that is a very large pile of potatoes. How big of a problem is that for each farmer who has a share of that sitting in their sheds?
Well, when we looked at the 19 crop after harvest, we had a nice crop, good quality, and it was all had a place to go. So now when you start looking at an individual grower, no matter how many, you know, how much he produces, how many acres he has, how much he produces, he has that volume, whatever that may be, sitting in his warehouse. And that means he's not going to get paid for that.
But why not, though? I thought the point of the having a yearly contract was so that the farmer could plan ahead before even planting the first potato in the spring to have an assurance that the crop would have a buyer.
No, the contracts, you're right. The contracts are usually negotiated in early spring, so before you plant. And they are, you know, they are paid when they deliver to the plant. There's quality clauses and many things in a contract. So, you know, you don't get paid up front when you sign the contract.
So we're talking about potatoes still left from the 2019 harvest, but now we're embarking on the 2020 crop. Contracts are presumably being hammered out again. So what are you hearing about price and volume?
I don't suspect the price will change a lot. It probably will not go down. But volume-wise, I'm safe in saying that today we're probably looking at a 16% cut in acres, maybe a little more than that. We don't know yet.
How big of a deal is 16%?
16%, 5,000, probably closer to 6,000 acres.
So the new crop is being impacted already, really, before it's even been planted. And last year's crop, the one that's just sort of sitting there in sheds at the moment, what is being done with that? What can be done with it?
Right. Well, obviously, here in Maine, as well as everywhere, I mean, we're looking at all potential opportunities to put these potatoes to good, to somebody, for whatever, whether it's a processing or, you know, a fresh market. The fresh market can only absorb so much product. Packers here in Maine, as well as in other areas, have been diligently working to get them into food pantries and to feeding organizations. And you'll see that packing sheds here in Maine, we're usually done packing fresh potatoes to the supermarkets in by the end of May. I think you'll see them extend as much as possible to, you know, keep moving those into the fresh market. But there's only so much volume you're going to put in that fresh market. Right now, they're started to harvest potatoes in Florida, coming up the East Coast. Those are a lot of fresh potatoes. Those are going to be in the market. So you've got those people that planted a crop. They're coming in the market. The pipeline's only so big, so you can only put so many potatoes through that.
Does this mean that some of those potatoes are actually going to go uneaten? Are they going to be wasted?
So what you'll probably see in Maine are some of these potatoes will go out on approved sites where they'll be piled up and tarped over. And, you know, they'll rot at that point, and it's very discouraging. It's not what we want to do with our crop, but there's no place to go with them.
And on that note, Don Flannery is Executive Director of the Maine Potato Board. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.